Well, hello guys, and how are you doing? Well, me? Yeah, I'm doing fine, and thanks for asking. Now, this is the second night of the weekend, and I know this is my last free night, but I'm gonna pretend it's gonna last forever. And I've got my friend with me, of course. Now, say something, friend. There you go. Now, I've got three news items I thought we'd discuss tonight. I'll put the links down below. One of them's a bit of a moral issue, and I'd like to hear what you think. Anyway, here's a picture of a femon. Looks fairly normal. 33 years old. But she looks a bit sad. And not surprising, she was arrested for having pornographic pictures of children and a video of her having sex with a dog that she actually put on some places, and people saw it and complained. And I guess she admitted it. I mean, they did have video proof. But generally speaking, with femons, it doesn't matter. They still deny it, don't they? And if you go back quite a few years, femons usually always had a boyfriend, or definitely a husband. But there's no mention of a man here at all. But usually the femons, if they had a man or a husband, they would immediately blame the man, saying that he made her do it. He's a kind of abusive, controlling. Well, you know the usual words they use. And she would have no qualms in sending this man down the Swanee. Because to her, his life isn't important. It never was. But hers is very important. I mean, come on guys, don't tell me you haven't seen a femon in court with her man. And if she gives evidence against him, she can be free. And they always do it. Even though she was just as guilty, she gets away with it. Does she care about the man? Not at all. But like I say, this is quite unusual. She hasn't blamed another man around, and she's actually admitted it. This happened, I believe, in the United States in Tennessee, where there's a law against having sex with animals. I think there's a law everywhere, isn't there? Called bestiality, you know. And for any of you guys out there thinking there's going to be anything like that, no, in the story, there's nothing, okay? Anyway, she's in jail at the moment on a $100,000 bail. There was an Alsatian who tried to bail her out, but he didn't have enough money. And the police department didn't take doggy biscuits. It would be nice to know that they threw the book at her, but I bet you they don't. What do you think, guys? I mean, she's not a bad-looking bird, I guess. Can't see the rest of her body, but she must be pretty screwed up, I guess. And, of course, in her defense, when they get to court, maybe, that her man before was abusive, controlling. You know the deal, boys. So here's another femon that is playing the victim. I mean, look at the face. Don't femons play the victim really well? They kind of have this face, victim face on. Don't know where they get it from, but it's absolutely very well done. And of course, she is a victim, but of her own doing. Now, apparently, she was quite overweight. So she was put on the list on the NHS in the UK for a gastric band. Now, I don't believe the gastric band should be on the NHS, because all it takes really is willpower to lose weight. But typical femon, she wants results, but without doing any hard work at all. They're goddamn lazy. Anyway, she waited 4 years on the NHS. So she checked Turkey, and they had a place. It was £2,000, that was with the stay as well. Even though she's heard stories of it dangerous, she went anyway. And she talked to the doctor. You see, femon using their feelings. Yeah, he's a very nice man, but can he do his job right? Anyway, she had the operation. And although she wasn't feeling very well and kept on bringing things up, the doctor said that was quite normal, and he gave her a fit-to-fly certificate. I mean, he wanted her out of the country immediately, almost. And when she arrived back in the UK, she was so ill on the plane, had to call an ambulance, and she was taken to hospital. Now, I didn't know this, but when they put a gastric band in, they removed some of the stomach. I thought they just put the band around the stomach, and then they could take it off later, I don't know. I'm not really into it. But apparently they removed some of the stomach as well, 75%. But the surgeon actually removed 92% and had also cut into some muscles that would make them not work anymore, or ever again. So now she has to be fed intravenously through a tube, drink and eat for the rest of her life. Of course, the good news is she's lost 9 stone, which I think is about 126 pounds. And apparently there's quite a few stories from Turkey where lots of people actually have died. But the femons will still keep going. Anyway, to me, gastric bands is a lazy way of losing weight. And apparently they've come out with a pill, haven't they, so they can really lose a lot of weight. You watch the femons jump on that bandwagon too. You see, femon nature, anything but actually do the work to get the results. And this femon, unfortunately, will have to pay for it the rest of her life. I bet she wishes she was just a fat slob. Again, I do have some sympathy for her. This is probably the worst outcome there could be, apart from death. Now, this news item next is kind of a moral question in a way. This sort of youngish man got into kind of drug problems. He went to rehab, but it wasn't very successful, and he was back on the drugs again. And the police knew him. Anyway, he was walking around in his underwear, and somebody saw him and called the police. And when the police arrived, he panicked and jumped in the water. The policeman arrived and started yelling at him to swim to shore, as I guess he wasn't far from it. And the man didn't look in real difficulty, I guess. Anyway, a couple of more officers arrived and did the same thing, stood there and watched him struggling. But I guess he didn't look that he was in danger at all. And as the police knew him, he never took directions very well before. And I guess a boat was on the way to save him. But I guess what they didn't know was some seaweed had got tangled up in him, around his neck as well. But this took 13 minutes of him struggling in the water before he finally went under and never came back up. And all the policemen there are being sued for $5 million because they make it sound like they didn't do anything and watched a drowning man for 13 minutes. Of course, it wouldn't have anything to do with who's suing them, his mother, which is a femon. It doesn't take 13 minutes for somebody to drown, obviously, so he wasn't in very great difficulty until the end. And I don't think these people had no way of knowing the seaweed was around his neck. And who knows what drugs he's taken to make him act in that manner anyway. Isn't it funny nowadays when somebody dies, especially a femon, it has to be somebody's fault? I remember they used a lot when I was a younger man, death by misadventure, which means it was a number of things but nobody's real fault. Seems people want to gain money by people's death nowadays. How sick is that? But here's a hypothetical question for you guys. If you were there, would you have jumped in and tried to save him? Maybe get tangled in the weeds as well and get drowned as well. Or what happens if you saw a man trapped on a railway track and his foot was stuck in the rail and the 444 Express was coming real fast? Would you run over there and try to save him in the little seconds you have, and maybe both of you be killed? Well, I don't think anybody really knows until it happens, do they? What they would do. I'd like to think I would try and save a person. But life is precious, especially your own. But I do believe that if you are in the police force or whatever like that, you have to make the effort and try and rescue this person. Some people have said, why should the police jump in and risk their lives? That maybe they can't swim either. Okay, if you can't swim, that's fine. If you can, and you're wearing that uniform, you should make the effort, I believe. Because when you join a force or anything like that, then that does become your job. Personally, I believe it's a tragic accident. I mean, one person thinking he wasn't in danger, but not all these policemen there. So they must have all seen the same thing, and it didn't look like he was in danger. And maybe if he wasn't on the drugs he was on, he may not have been. Anyway, you guys, what do you think? What would you do in that situation? Come on, be honest. Okay, buddy and my friend, what did you think I did there? Is this a good one? Good man.